Imagine a collection of stories so powerful that 2,500 years after their creation, phrases like sour grapes, crying wolf, and slow and steady wins the race remain embedded in our everyday language. From Barack Obama citing the tortoise and the hare in campaign speeches to Warren Buffett referencing the goose that laid the golden eggs when discussing investment principles, Aesop's fables have shaped our cultural landscape in profound ways. These deceptively simple animal tales have influenced everything from Shakespeare to modern advertising, demonstrating their remarkable staying power. What makes these ancient stories continue to resonate with us today? Perhaps it's their ability to distill complex human truths into memorable narratives that speak to our shared experiences across time and culture. Who was Aesop? The answer remains elusive. Ancient accounts describe him as a slave who lived around 620 BCE, physically deformed but possessing extraordinary wit and wisdom. His quick thinking and psychological insight allegedly earned him freedom and eventually a position in King Croesus's court. Whether he was a real individual or a name representing collective storytellers matters less than the enduring power of the tales attributed to him. Unlike modern authors, there is no authoritative collection of Aesop's work, no original version. Instead, we have a living tradition that has evolved across cultures and centuries. What's fascinating is that similar animal tales appear in Mesopotamian clay tablets dating back 4,000 years and in Indian collections like the Panchatantra. Did these stories travel along ancient trade routes, or did they develop independently across cultures? The question remains open, but the impulse to encode moral lessons in animal narratives appears nearly universal across human societies. What makes a fable work? Three elements: brevity, symbolic characters, and moral purpose. The Fox and the Grapes demonstrates this masterful economy. In just three sentences, we witness desire, failure, and rationalization. As allegories, these tales create meaning beyond their literal narratives. The fox's unreachable grapes represent any unattainable goal, while his response, claiming they were sour anyway, demonstrates self-deception without explicit judgment. What's particularly fascinating is the moral complexity within these seemingly simple stories. Rather than presenting a consistent ethical system, Aesopic fables embrace paradox and ambiguity. Some tales punish vengeful behavior, while others reward clever revenge. Some stories discourage ambition, while others celebrate initiative. These contradictions aren't oversights, but reflect the complex, situational nature of real-world wisdom. The collection doesn't offer simplistic rules, but invites us to consider context, consequences, and the messiness of ethical decisions, a sophisticated approach that makes these fables enduringly relevant for both children and adults. One consistent theme throughout the collection is the importance of knowing and accepting oneself. Fables show characters attempting to assume attributes of another group only to face ridicule or death. The ass imitating a lapdog gets beaten. The crow adorning itself with peacock feathers loses both borrowed beauty and its place among its kind. These cautionary tales emphasize authentic self-expression within a rigidly structured society. Yet within these constraints, the fables offer practical wisdom. Avoid excessive grief, don't trust historical enemies, promote unity and thrift, and resist greed. Religion features prominently, reflecting ancient polytheism with its complex deities. Some tales portray gods as weak or ineffectual, while others depict omniscient deities rewarding virtue and punishing vice. This inconsistency reflects a sophisticated understanding of religious experience, where divine intervention seems sometimes present, sometimes absent. The collection presents a human-centered morality where people bear primary responsibility for their welfare. The gods help those who help themselves. This balanced perspective allowed the fables to maintain broad appeal across different belief systems while delivering their moral messages effectively. Intelligence emerges as perhaps the most celebrated virtue in Aesop's world. In a landscape where physical strength often determines outcomes, the fables repeatedly show how quick thinking can overcome brute force. The small and weak, mice, foxes, and insects, frequently outwit larger, stronger opponents through cleverness and adaptability. The crow in the picture offers a perfect example. A thirsty crow, unable to reach water at the bottom of a pitcher, methodically drops in pebbles until the water level rises. This demonstrates not just cleverness, but persistence and methodical thinking, qualities that prove just as valuable as raw strength. Haven't we all faced seemingly impossible problems that yielded to patient, creative approaches? Foxes particularly embody this principle, using psychological manipulation to achieve their goals. In The Fox and the Crow, the fox flatters the vain crow into opening her beak and dropping a piece of cheese. The moral isn't simply beware of flatterers, but a deeper recognition that understanding others' psychological weaknesses gives one power over them. In today's world of sophisticated marketing and social media influence, this lesson remains remarkably relevant. Beyond their moral dimensions, these fables offer practical wisdom applicable to everyday situations. The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse explores the fundamental trade-offs between ambition and contentment, a tension that remains central to modern life as we weigh career advancement against quality of life. What appears glamorous from afar often comes with hidden costs, stress, anxiety, and constant vigilance. The Miller, His Son, and Their Ass demonstrates the futility of trying to please everyone. As the father and son cycle through various arrangements of riding or walking alongside their donkey, each adjustment satisfies one critic while drawing criticism from others. Don't we experience this same dynamic on social media, where public opinion seems overwhelming and constantly shifting? The tale reminds us to follow our own judgment rather than seeking universal approval. The North Wind and the Sun illustrates that persuasion works better than force, as the sun's gentle warmth succeeds where the wind's violent blowing fails. This principle applies to leadership, parenting, and any situation requiring influence rather than coercion. Modern research in psychology and management confirm what Aesop knew centuries ago. Lasting change comes through creating conditions where others willingly choose to act. In our digital age of constant innovation, these ancient stories endure for several compelling reasons. Their brevity and memorability make them ideal vessels for transmitting wisdom. Animal characters create psychological distance that makes difficult truths more digestible. Their moral ambiguity aligns with our modern understanding that ethics are contextual rather than absolute. Most importantly, they address timeless human experiences. Ambition, fear, friendship, deception, cooperation, that remain as relevant today as they were 2,500 years ago. While our technological and social contexts have transformed, the fundamental psychological and social challenges we face would be recognizable to Aesop's original audience. In a world dominated by complex technology and specialized knowledge, there's something reassuring about these simple tales' enduring wisdom. They remind us that despite our progress, we still grapple with the same fundamental questions of living well, treating others fairly, and finding meaning in existence. This explains why we continue to turn to them, not just for children, but to reconnect with timeless truths.